All right, you cool human beings. What's going on? Welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Today, I just want to go down and dirty and quick with you guys and cover something that I'm seeing a lot of lately. And this is the desire in so many contractors to look for the shortcut or the next flavor of the month strategy, tactic, whatever, to help their business to be more successful. I'm seeing things like, hey, Tom, I'll just tell you this. I see this in our Facebook group all the time. I think I'm going to open up another location so that my business grows, or I'm going to add a service. You know, I'm doing house painting and now I'm going to open up another service doing carpentry work or whatever it might be. Or this one's a big one is I'm going to open up a showroom because I got to have a showroom in order to get more leads for my business. And guys, here's the deal. Here's why it annoys me. These things are not necessarily bad things. What makes me put the brakes on these things when our coaching clients come to us and ask us these same questions, what makes us put the brake on this is they haven't mastered the fucking blocking and tackling of running the damn business they have right now. They want to open a second location thinking it's going to magically, you know, sprinkle contractor fairy dust over their business and make everything better because they have a second location, when in reality, they're just going to multiply a shitty business that's running right now that's not as profitable as it can be. Or they want to open a showroom thinking, if I open a showroom, I'll get more eyeballs on my business because all these cars will drive by and people just magically stop and come in and go, I just want to give you money. But when you look at their current marketing, they're not doing the shit that is the basics of marketing their fucking business. Like, how about creating some content? You want eyeballs on your business? Create content that's relative. Shoot some fucking videos. Record some blogs. You know, have some things on your website that are relevant to the things that people are searching for. Instead of, you know, jacking up your overhead, raising your break-even point, and thinking all your damn problems are going to be solved when you open up a showroom. Again, I'm not saying a showroom is a bad thing. I'm not saying a second location isn't a bad thing. I'm not saying that adding another service is not a bad thing. But most of the time, when I hear from people, they don't have the basics down. Another one we get all the time is, I'm going to get a business partner. And I go, why are you going to get a business partner? And they said, well, because my business isn't that strong. And I need a partner to help with this and help with that. Well, before you run out and give away all your fucking profit and split your owner's salary and take on a partnership. And by the way, I'm a fan of partnerships, but I'm only a fan of partnerships when both partners have strong businesses and they bring them together. 9 out of 10 times when a contractor partners with somebody, they're partnering. One of them or both of them have shitty businesses. Why the fuck would you want to partner in a business with somebody who runs a shitty business? Okay, now you're both going broke at a faster rate. Instead of working on the blocking and tackling, creating your vision and your mission and setting a goal and having a business plan and marketing properly and investing in yourself as a leader. Okay, learning how to sell, learning how to communicate and set your guys up and train them for success so they produce projects for a profit. Guys, all these things could be mastered and worked on before you go get a damn business partner. So my lesson here today for you guys is, before you go and pull some stupid, drastic bullshit in your business, learn how to block, learn how to tackle, okay? And check this out. Blocking and tackling, it's fundamental shit that gets boring, but success is in the monotony of the boring shit done over and over and over and over. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a look at your business right now and evaluate it. Number one, would you want to work for yourself? Right there, I've lost about half of you, maybe 3/4, where you're going, fuck no, I wouldn't want to work for myself. I have a chaotic life. My guys are always in the dark. Nobody ever knows what's going on. I miss payrolls. Guys don't know where they're going the next day until I text them a fucking 11 o'clock at night and let them know. Working for me would be a pain in the ass. Okay. So if you wouldn't want to work for yourself, don't try to scale your business. Look at your bank account now. Look at the trend. If your debt has been going up, okay, let's just start with debt. If your debt is going up and your personal income is not, don't scale your business. If your debt is going up, the last thing you want to do is take on all this other shit without mastering the blocking and the tackling. Now I want you to look at your personal income. All right, if you've been in business more than 2 years and you're not paying yourself $100,000 a year or more, don't fucking scale your business. Tom, that's pretty drastic. Yeah, you're damn right it is, because you should be making at least $100,000 a year. That's like the fucking basement, all right? If you're a home improvement contractor doing 800, 900, a million or more in sales, and you ain't paying yourself 150 to 250 a year, I think you're fucking screwing up. You're leaving money on the table, okay? Your efficiencies aren't what they need to be. You're not marketing and building your brand like you should be. You're not leading your people like you should be, because when you do those things, your personal fucking income follows. All right? So start there before you want to add a service, add a location, build a showroom, or get a damn business partner. All right? You want more? Head to thecontractorfight.com. Check out some of the things that we have there. A ton of free resources. For those of you who want to move faster in your business, send a email to help at thecontractorfight.com. Let us know how we can help you, and we'll recommend one of our kick-ass programs to help you get this shit squared away. And you could take advantage of what's happening right now in the spring of 2021, where, you know, if you're a home improvement contractor and you're not crushing it with money right now, you're missing the golden years. These are the golden years, boys, girls. This is it. All right? Things are going well right now. And if you ain't crushing it now, you probably ain't ever going to crush it. So get the hell out of your own way and send an email to help at thecontractorfight.com. Listen, I super appreciate you guys listening here today. You know I love you. You know I care about you. I'm trying to help y'all quit stealing from your families and bring some damn respect back to yourself and the industry that you work in. And sometimes that requires a little throat punch. All right? So if the shoe fits, wear it. And if it doesn't, share this episode with somebody who you know could use it. And if you haven't reviewed us on iTunes yet, we super appreciate that so that we can help level up this industry and everybody start having the lives and the incomes that we deserve for the value we bring people. Appreciate you guys. You rock. I got to roll. I'm out.